a lawyer for two men who are held as enemy combatants at Guantanamo Bay, has just released a study of the hearings that confirmed that status for them and for hundreds of other detainees. Mark Denbo finds that more than 2 years after the Supreme Court's decision in Hamdi versus Rumsfeld, many of those held have still had only one hearing, and that was a Combatant Status Review Tribunal, a CSRT. Mark Denbo writes that the government is trying to replace habeas corpus with this no-hearing process. His information about the detainees came from Pentagon documents obtained through Freedom of Information Act requests and also federal court proceedings.
558 people had hearings, but the records available for us only cover 393 of them. And of the complete records that we reviewed, ultimately every single detainee was unanimously found to be an enemy combatant, almost always on the same day the hearing was held.
You say ultimately, but in some cases the detainee was at first found not to be an enemy combatant.
Yes, we were surprised to discover that detainees were found unanimously not to be enemy combatants by the tribunal, but then apparently that finding was passed up through the Defense Department, which ordered a rehearing, and at the rehearing, two of the three were found to be enemy combatants. The third was still found not to be an enemy combatant. The Defense Department ordered a rehearing on his case, and he was finally found to be an enemy combatant.
One of the flaws in this procedure of the Combatant Status Review Tribunal that you allege in your analysis is that while there actually was a policy, as I understand it, stated by the Pentagon that the government would have to show that a preponderance of evidence showed that a detainee was indeed an enemy combatant, the way the entire hearing was presented to the detainee in practice meant it was really the detainee's obligation to disprove that he was an enemy combatant.
I think it's even worse than that. The government had secret evidence which it would not show the detainee. In 100% of the time, the government never produced a single witness for its case, and in 96% of the time, they produced no evidence of any sort. They relied instead on the secret evidence that was classified. And the government's procedure was that anything in that secret evidence was presumed to be reliable and valid. And then the detainee was given the opportunity to rebut the secret evidence, but he was never told what the secret evidence was.
You are representing your counsel to two detainees. Can you name them, or are you not able to do so?
Oh, I can name them. One is Rafiq Alhami, a Tunisian who was picked up by the United States from an Iranian jail. And the other is Mohammed Rahman, who was picked up in Pakistan.
Both then went to Guantanamo and both had these Combatant Status Review Tribunal hearings?
Both of them had their hearings and were both found, as with everybody else, to be enemy combatants. And they've now been there for approaching 5 years.
What do you say to an American who, in listening to this, says, I understand that if I'm charged with a crime as an American citizen in the United States, I have the right to habeas corpus, I have the right to all of the constitutional rights that have been developed by the Supreme Court over our history, but we're talking about somebody completely different here. Now we're talking about characters out there who were involved with groups that have been waging terror campaigns against the U.S. And we just can't have law and order scenes being played out for each and every one of these guys. That's never been the case with any kind of prisoners taken in a war.
It's one thing to say we've tested you and found you to be an enemy combatant and we're going to hold you. But it's something else to say we're not going to ever investigate it and not give you a chance to know it, but hold you indefinitely anyway. And I think most Americans wouldn't want this happen to their friends, their family, other countries, other human beings, because most of us believe that it's one thing to hold enemy combatants. It's something else just to round people up and hold them without any determination as to whether they're enemy combatants.
Well, Professor Denbo, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Mark Denbo, a professor of law at Seton Hall University, he and his son Joshua Denbo have published an analysis of the Combatant Status Review Tribunals that were held at Guantanamo. They also are counsel representing two of the Guantanamo detainees.
In a statement to the Associated Press, Pentagon spokesman Jeffrey Gordon dismissed Mark Denbo's findings as recycled allegations. He said the process is not intended to determine guilt or innocence, but rather to confirm the status of enemy combatants. Tomorrow on Morning Edition, we'll hear for the first time audio recordings from combatant status review hearings.